Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Morrison put out there that he heard rumors that the Falcons were potentially going to move to the 5th pick in the draft. What do you make of those rumors? And if they do decide to do that, number one, how are they going to get there? I mean, what are they going to have to give up? And who do you potentially think they're going to take?
Yeah, I think that when you look at this team, I think they really want to add some defensive studs. What I've been told is they've been doing a lot of homework on what it would take to trade up and the different spots in the top 15 picks that they could trade, and then the asking price for each one of those spots, just to kind of weigh their options and say, okay, well, if it's this much to trade up to, say, number 8, well, how much would it be just to go up to number 4? And, you know, just going through all those options. And I think a lot of it's due diligence, and that's what teams are doing at this point. I think a lot of fans would probably be surprised how many draft day trades are pretty much completed before the draft actually happens. They lay the groundwork, and that's especially true this year with everything going on with everyone being remote and communication being a little tougher during the draft. There's a lot of trade action right now with teams talking picks and compensation. So I think the Falcons are just doing their homework on what it would take to move up to different parts, because they're ready to be aggressive. There's no question. And I think they want that defensive stud. If they move into the top 5, we're talking Isaiah Simmons. If they move into the top 10, it's likely a C.J. Henderson. But the name I keep coming back to and I keep hearing is A.J. Terrell from Clemson. If they are maybe a little more conservative with the trade, maybe they move up 3 or 4 spots. Maybe they try to get in front of the Raiders at 12, you know, whatever that may be. But I think a corner is really what they'd like to add. A.J. Terrell from Clemson is a name that keeps coming up, and when I talk to NFL teams around the league.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.